Pan-Am had a custom of stewardesses that were flying into a port of call for the first time got to sit in the cockpit with the crew, where you can really see a lot. We were coming in, and I heard the captain start cursing and saying, "I need somebody that speaks English." And he said, "I'm trying to land." And I looked around, and all different types of planes were in the air, from little small planes to big transports. I heard the captain again, expletive deleted, and he turned the 707 to a complete, I don't know how he pulled it out, but to a complete bank to the right. And as I looked out to the left window, I saw the belly of a B-52 banking to the left. So we came very close to ending. So that cured me from ever sitting in the cockpit again. The guys were so appreciative. They were...
The GIs.
The GIs, yeah. They were so appreciative of seeing Americans, I guess, on a plane. And I think the thing that got me was, as the flights went on, they became younger and younger. And what started out at guys my age and older, which was 21, 22, 23, became 19, 18, and some looked 16. And it just, I don't know, it really hurt me. I felt like we shouldn't be there, and I was upset with it. And I would ask a GI, "Why are you here?" And, of course, we still had the draft, but their number one answer was, "So my younger brother or my cousin, younger cousin, doesn't have to come to be here." I would fly into there, and I was very much against the war. I had come a long way from Waco, Texas, and I was a debutante, and I was all of that, which I realized was really nothing. It was really nothing compared to what these people were experiencing.